Coach's Insight continues on Care 93.7, talking Moore Hill Mounts Academy basketball. And now we get an opportunity to talk with girls head coach, that is Luke Knoll. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, kind of a tough stretch here to start the 22 portion of the schedule. Back-to-back games on Monday and Tuesday, losses to Valley Falls, 31-24. And then you had to play against Jackson Heights, obviously, who is a very, very good team. And they're undefeated. They got the win. So a couple of losses here early, but always tough to play those back-to-back games. How do you feel your team's kind of adjusted to those, or at least, you know, how they came out of the break and how they performed in those first two games?
Yeah, I think every coach always wonders, you know, the days you don't have school and you have a game, what that does for your routine and how you're going to respond to that. And I thought, you know, Monday at Valley Falls, coming out of the break, you know, we had the 4 days of practice the previous week and then get the week started off with a game. We started off just slow in the first half, I thought, a little bit lethargic on offense and just not moving very much. But we had a really strong second half. We actually won the second half and we played with a lot more energy. So it just took us a while to get going on Monday. And we fought back. And I think we cut it to a three-point game there late and then had to foul at the end. So we really battled on Monday. And it was nice to see us respond back after a slow start. And then, you know, then having a back-to-back game, so then coming back Tuesday at home against, you know, potential league favorite or league contender at Jackson Heights, who obviously has a bunch of talents, well coached, did a lot of things really well. And we were kind of outmatched a little bit. We battled through moments through the game and got some other kids some experience against a really good team. So, yeah, always bouncing back two games from a Christmas break is kind of a struggle, but hopefully now we got something to work on to practice these next 2 days before we get going again on Friday.
Yeah, now really back into the thick of it, and I kind of want to go back on something you just touched on there. And, you know, regardless whether it's a win or a loss, when you have the opportunity to get some young players in and get them that experience in games when it's not always there, it doesn't always present itself, you know, how did you see kind of those younger players step up in the limited time that they got?
Yeah, I always tell them, you know, I never want you to be afraid of making a mistake. You know, I want you to be excited about potentially making a play, right? So a lot of them, you know, I want you to be fearless a little bit. Sometimes that pays off and sometimes it makes a mistake, and that's okay, we can live with. We never want you to be too timid. So, you know, against a really good opponent, Jackson Heights, I mean, I don't think we were ever afraid of making mistakes really that much. But, you know, we had two freshmen and three sophomores playing there mostly early in the game. They were getting some good experience, and we talked both at halftime and after the game about how good Jackson Heights is, and just, you know, being physical and running the floor and using their body and sprinting to get open and stuff like that. The stuff we can eventually get to and get better at. So it's good for those, especially younger players or inexperienced players, to see how a really good team does it, and hopefully they can emulate that, you know, as they continue to grow.
Coming up on Friday, you make the road trip to Horton, of course, another matchup inside the league, and they're coming off a victory over McLouth on a Tuesday night. They won that game by 11. What's the early scouting report on Horton? What kind of ball game can you ultimately expect on Friday?
Yeah, obviously we know, I mean, I think Soto still is the leading scorer in our league, so they have, she's a terrific scorer, so we're going to have to limit her touches and opportunities. And we had three against them last year. We played them three times. And we got one, and they got two, and I think each game was either a 1-2 or 3-point game. They were all under 5 points. So we had three battles with them last year, and I really expect the same thing this year. I think it's going to be a tight game and close, and it's going to come down to whoever makes some shots at the end. So we know how wonderful a scorer she is, so hopefully we can win our chances, and we got girls that'll step up and take the big shots, and I think it'll be really competitive and a fun game to watch.
That's Moore Hill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach Luke Knoll joining us here on our Coach's Insight on Care presented by Amberwell Health. His team making the trip to Horton for their next matchup coming up on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you and yours, and we'll do it again same time next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.